It's time to apply for pre-kindergarten in New York City. And while Mayor de Blasio is pushing for a rapid expansion of classes, the number of seats that will actually be available in September is still up in the air. And that means parent anxiety is up, too. We sent WNYC's Yasmin Khan to one of the hotspots of young families, competitive schools, and eager parents, Borum Hill, Brooklyn.
They say getting into full-day pre-K feels like winning the lottery.
I was literally like jumping up and down, screaming because I could not believe it.
And we actually went out. We went out and we celebrated without the kids.
This is Jenna Sternbach and Anoma Whitaker. They each have children in pre-K at PS 261, a neighborhood school in Borum Hill. Hundreds of families applied for 36 seats last year. That's a scenario repeated all over New York City. Schools get far more applications than the number of seats available. The competition gets parents' hearts racing, starting with the school tours.
Oh my God, way too many, 8 or 9.
Sternbach has 3 children. Her middle daughter's in pre-K now, and she's applying to pre-K this year for her younger daughter. Siblings do get priority, but in an area with lots of families, there's no guarantee.
This neighborhood blew up with kids 5 years ago, and now it's mostly sibling spots. Maybe there's 2 or 3 spots.
And researching options requires know-how. When Anoma Whitaker was looking for her son, she says she had to learn what info to absorb and what to tune out.
The natural and sometimes really, really helpful conversation with mummies and parents by the swings, as well as that can sometimes be slightly anxiety-inducing.
She says it can drive you crazy to find out other people know something you don't know, or just to know how to present yourself to schools.
How do I stand out? Make sure I mention my son's name all the time, and that you reinforce the when I see them, I say his name and my name, but we have different last names. Is that going to confuse them? Should I change my last name? Ugh.
Enter the parent coordinator.
My name is Jerry Piper. I am the parent coordinator at PS 261.
He's the man to go to if you're a parent applying to the school. He sets up the tours, fields questions, and gives reality checks.
My job is all about setting expectations. So I'll tell them, please, you know, you need to have a plan B for your child.
Parents shouldn't just apply to one school. They can rank up to 12 choices on an application. The Department of Education uses a lottery system to make the first round of matches. After that, parents coordinate with the school to get on a wait list.
The best advice I have for parents is to continue to stay in touch. I will tell them, you're not going to offend me by calling. You're not going to change your wait list position. I'm not going to bump you down the list if you call me too often.
Jerry Piper is amazing. He returns calls and returns emails, and, you know, they're stalked. Those people are stalked.
You know, you just need to call me once a day. 3 times a day is excessive.
And no gifts, please. Piper's received baked goods, a pencil set, and a ceramic leopard.
I will get praise that's undeserved. I will often get a lot of criticism that's undeserved as well. But that's partly my job. And again, sometimes people don't want to hear advice either. All they want to, they just want to speak.
This year, parents have an extra few weeks to apply to pre-K. The deadline was pushed back to April 23rd. That's in case the city gets the funding it wants to add thousands of full-day seats. Families will hear about placements in June. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.